Well, that was Alice Farnham conducting the Suffrage Symphonia in Idyll by Catherine Egar, arranged by Juliette Pochin. And that recording is out today. It is the very first all-female production. Alice is my guest in this studio. What was the atmosphere like in those recording sessions with the Suffrage Symphonia?
It was really a wonderful atmosphere, actually. There was a very different dynamic, and it's something that I've got quite used to when I'm running these women conductor programmes, where you're used to having a lot of men in the room and quite often being the minority, and suddenly you've got this situation where it's completely flipped. And there was sort of quite an amusing thing that happened in the recording, because at one point I said to the orchestra, can we rehearse from bar 69? Normally when I rehearse a British orchestra, certainly, I normally leave a little pause because there's always a little bit of a shuffle, a little kind of little amused laugh from certain sections of the orchestra. So I waited for that, you know, split second, and there was nothing, complete silence. Oh. And then we all burst out laughing because there was this silence. We just weren't used to that. But there was that sense that they didn't need to kind of do that obligatory.
Really? So a certain dynamic had been removed from the rehearsal?
Yeah, it had actually. And it was a very kind of interesting feeling, actually.
Yeah. I want to go back to this issue of what's actually preventing girls, so young girls, from aspiring to be conductors in equal numbers to boys.
It is improving. And in the last 5 years, I've run over 20 workshops. I've actually worked with over 200 young women. And in that time, I have seen women's confidence growing. But confidence, that's taking ownership, feeling that you can go up to the podium, is something that was missing for many, many women. I was a trumpeter and an organist. So I was already doing things that were for boys. So I sort of had already got over that before I started conducting. But for many women, they just hadn't seen themselves in that position. But I had noticed a really good thing that's happened recently, in that 5 years ago, and for at least the next 3 years, I had to work really hard with all the participants in getting them to just open their arms and really not be afraid to sort of make their shoulders, bring themselves into their body, but really... Mm. You know, a big sort of power pose kind of thing. They were really reluctant to do that. But what I've noticed in the last year or so, that the young women, we're talking late teens, early 20s, they're much more confident about doing that, which is really terrific.
It's interesting. Even as you're speaking there, you're doing the physical gestures. Yeah. And of course, conducting is such a physical... Well, it is a very innately physical profession. Yeah. So things to do with stature, body confidence, asserting yourself physically on the podium. This stuff is important.
It's incredibly important. And actually, I work very closely with a wonderful body language coach who she actually teaches acting to singers. And I'd work with her because I work in opera a lot. And she works with them, Alma Sheehan. She works with them on giving them sort of confidence, physical confidence. It's that sort of slight cheating your body to, when you're not feeling confident, to act in a way that makes you feel confident. Mm. It's not arrogance at all, far from it actually, but it actually then gives confidence to the people you're around as well.
Is there a reason why women would need more coaching in that respect than men?
I think there is a reason. It's such a complicated thing. I can think back to when I was applying to be an organ scholar at Oxford, and I was told by one fellow at Oxford, well, you know, I have no problem with a female organ scholar as long as you've been a cathedral chorister, which in 1989 was impossible. It would be kind of possible now. There's a few female girl cathedral choristers now, but that was, you know, the boundary, the problems that I had to surmount. But that sense of entitlement and confidence that has certainly improved since then, but is still not so much something that, you know, young girls are often not so much encouraged to stand up and assume. I think there's this problem sometimes of them being a little bit too perfectionist and feeling they need to know everything before they can start conducting. Mm. Whereas a young boy, again, not showing off himself, but he'll just think, oh, I'm going to give this a go and then I'm going to learn as I go along, which is terrific. And we just need to be a bit more like them, really, in that way.
Let's come back to some music. We've given you a choice of options from the BBC archive, and you've chosen Judith Weir's Blackbird Song. Judith Weir's music, it's just incredible, isn't it? How she can spin her worlds of myths and enchantment and still keep things very concise and direct and deceptively simple somehow. How do you approach her music as a conductor?
I love her music, and I particularly love the way she writes for the voice. Mm. The way, it's not exactly that the voice is part of the texture, it's more that it's not necessarily on top of the instruments, but it's always, I mean, her poetry, her understanding of the poetry, the way she distills it, I think is incredibly hard to write, because if you've got good poetry, then, you know, why bother setting it to music? But somehow she finds a way, and I think doesn't overdo things. It's always incredibly simple, but that's, you know, obviously I don't mean that in a that it's easy, but it's there's something so I don't know, just absolutely distilling everything that needs to be said. And this Blackbird song is terrific. The voice weaves in and out and tells this very, very creepy, sad, well, two very contrasting songs, but they're very disturbing, but everything is there. She makes it very easy as well. I mean, it's not easy to sing, but it's also works well for the voice. It's challenging, but it works well for the voice, and that's something that many composers strive for all the time, and she can do it.
Well, this was actually the first UK broadcast. Michael Lancaster conducting the Park Lane Music Players with Stephen Varco, the baritone. This is Blackbird's song by Judith Weir.